Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the fourth day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Trumas, Perek, Yud Aleph, Mishnah, Gimel. We already learned that Truma Maaser Sheni are used for eating, drinking, and applying in the body things that one normally eats, one eats, things that normally drink, you drink, and things that normally applied in the body, such as oil, should be used in that fashion. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that you're not allowed to change the fruits of Truma or Maaser Sheni from their natural state, from what they're normally used. For example, to squeeze them and make a liquid when they're normally used for eating is forbidden, because that's gereya from the chashivas. It's taking away the chashivas of the fruit. And it's really like being mafsid. It's like spoiling Truma or Maaser Sheni, which you cannot do. That is not the case, however, with grapes and olives, as we'll soon see, because they in fact increase in chashivos when you make them into wine and oil, respectively. Says the Mishnah, Ein oisim tamarim devash, one is not allowed to make honey out of dates of truma. V'loi tapuchim yain, nor, or maaser sheni, that matter, nor is one allowed to make wine out of apples. Apples of Truma or Maaser Sheni, v'loy sitvoni yes chometz, nor you're allowed to take grapes that are in the ripened in the autumn. You can't make vinegar out of them as well. Ushar kol haperes, in fact, the same thing applies to other fruits. Ein mishanin osam mibri yoson, you cannot change them from their normal state to make a liquid out of them, since they're usually used for eating. But Truma v'Maaser Sheni, this applies whether the fruits are apples or these grapes are of Truma or whether they're Maaser Sheni. In each case, one is lowering their chashivas by doing that, and you're not allowed to spoil or lower their chashivas of Truma v'Maaser Sheni. Elo zeisim v'anofim bulvad. The exceptions are olives or grapes. You can make olive oil and you can make wine out of the grapes, because the wine and oil are explicitly mentioned in the Torah as being chayv in Truma Maaseres. As it says, chelev yitzav, chelev tirash. It says the best of your oil and the best of your wine. And in fact, that's the main use of oil and of grapes and olives to make wine and oil. Ein soifgin arboim mishum orlo, elo ala yotze min azesim min anavim. One would not get lashes for violating the prohibition of eating fruits in the first 3 years of a tree's growth for anything that's coming out of the juice of these fruits, for the apple juice or other things which are normally not juiced, except if it's coming out of olives or grapes that are in the first 3 years of the growth, orla. A person who violates orla and eats the fruits of orla normally would get lashes. Our Mishnah tells us that he won't get lashes for drinking liquids that are squeezed out of fruits of orla, if those fruits are things like apples or other fruits that are not normally squeezed to make juice out of. But with grapes and olives, yes, then one would get malchus if one drank wine coming from grapes of orla, or one applied oil or had oil that comes out of the olives of orla. V'ein mevin bikurin mashkin. Another thing that you cannot do is when we bring the first fruits, the bikurim, to the kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, you bring fruits, you don't bring liquids. So you can't bring fig juice instead of the figs. You have to bring the figs themselves. And the same thing with dates. Ella hayotze min azesim min anavim, except for the liquids that are coming out of olives and grapes, i.e. oil and wine. Why? Because just like we said before, bikurim, you're allowed to bring the olive oil and the wine instead of the grapes themselves. So also we say that, and we learn that out of Truma. So the same thing is with orla. Orla is learned from bikurim. The same laws apply in terms of the wine and the oil. And that is because there's a similar expression used. The word pri appears in the mitzvah of bikurim. The word pri appears in the mitzvah of orla. And therefore we compare orla to bikurim. Just like bikurim, you can bring olive oil and wine. So also with orla, you're not allowed to have, or one would get lashes if one had, olive oil from the olives of orla or wine from the wine of orla, from grapes of orla. Furthermore, the only liquids that will render things mukhshal kabal tuma are liquids that come from olives or grapes. Other liquids that come from other fruits will not be makhshir l'kabal tuma, will not render something acceptable to tuma. And like Rabbi Yeshua learned in the previous Mishnah, the only two are oil and wine, which are counted among the seven liquids as being makabal tuma and makhshir, render anything for l'kabal tuma. Ve'ein makrivin al gabi hamizbeach ela yotze min hazeis min alavim. And furthermore, when it comes to the sacrifices, it comes to the Mizbeach, the only liquids that went on the Mizbeach were those of coming out of olives and coming out of grapes. No other fruit would have their beverage offered on the Mizbeach. The olive oil, of course, was used in making a mincha, making the pancakes that went on the Mizbeach, and the anovim and the grapes, that wine was used for the nesachim, for pouring on the altar on the Mizbeach as they were singing while the Mizbeach, as the Levim would be singing while they were pouring the wine. Mishnah Dalet. Uktze Sa'enim. Stems. The stems of figs. Ugrogres. Or the stems of dried figs. The Haklisim. Or the stems of klisim, which is a type of sweet fruit. Rambam says it's a kind of fig. The Hecheruvin, or the stems of carobs. Sheltruma, in all these cases where the figs and grapes, figs and carobs were of truma, asurim lazarim, the stalks or the stems will also be forbidden for non-Kohenim as well. Some of Farshim learn, based on the Yerushalmi, that the Mishnah is talking about whilst the stalks or while the stems are still embedded in the food. That's how Rabbeinu Shimshon learns. Rambam learns differently. He says that even if these stalks or stems of the figs and the klisim and the carobs, even though they have no food on them whatsoever, they're still forbidden to non-Kohanim. The Mishnah Rishoni explains what's the reason for that. If there's no food in them, why should a non-Kohen be so strict in not having it? And that's because since they are embedded in the food, when he pulls out the stem, sometimes a bit of food comes out with it. So for that reason, they said it's also to have all stems of fruits of truma for a non-Kohen.